Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Simen Reish Nun Aleph. We are beginning Simen Reish Nun Aleph, which is Halacha Shelo Lasos Melacha Be'erev Shabbos Min HaMincha L'Mala. You're not allowed to do melacha. You're not allowed to do work, physical labor, on Erev Shabbos from Mincha and on. Sif Aleph. Ha'osa Melacha Be'erev Shabbos Min HaMincha L'Mala. Someone who does melacha on Erev Shabbos from Mincha and time, Mincha time and onwards, Eino Roas Simen Bracha. He will not see any bracha from that work. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph. Ha'osem Malacha Uve Prakmatia Shari. So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Magen Avram, who says that it's only labor like where you're doing physical labor. But let's say you're a businessman, you do business or trade items and things like that. That is okay. It's not avodah, it's like physical labor. However, he says, it's mashma from the Gemara, Dizman Segiros Hachanios. What's an example of business? A store owner, right? A store owner is also business. But it's mashmi, he says, that the time for closing the stores, who kodem zman adlakas neros. It's still an earlier time than the time of adlakas neros. This is based on the Gemara, because the Gemara has talked about three times they even blow the shofar. They blow the shofar at Mincha Gedola to tell people to get out of the fields. They blow it again to close the stores, and then they blow it again to finish up in light and do adlakas neros. So this mashma from there, that the blowing of the shofar, which was to close the stores, is an earlier time than the time of, right, the time of lighting candles. Check the varalacha, the common simulation vav, Mishnah Berurah, sif katan aleph, he says. Sif katan beis, simen bracha. What does it mean he's not going to see any bracha if he does a malacha on Erev Shabbos? May osa malacha, from that malacha, meaning sha'af sheyarviach, but makom zeh yavtu makom achem, meaning even if he goes ahead and he does this work and he makes some money, he's going to lose it somewhere else. You might think you're making money, but you're going to lose it somewhere else. Vaiter neshulchan aruch. Yesh mefarshim, mincha gedoyla, v'yesh mefarshim, mincha ktana. Some say when it says you're not allowed to do work after mincha, after mincha time, it's referring to mincha gedola. And some say it's referring to mincha ketana. Let's see what this is. Sifkat negil, mincha gedola, hainu b'sheishu mechta. So mincha gedola is 6.5 hours into the day, u'mincha ketana, hainu teishu mechta. 9.5 hours into the day. V'asomech ala makilin lo yifsid. And he says if you're soimech, if you rely on those that are makel, and you work until mincha ketana, lo yifsid means you do not lose your bracha. Right? Lo yifsid. From other places in the Mishnah Berurah, he's not saying, you should not go work until Mincha Ketana. He's just saying, no, we've said you're not going to lose bracha if you happen to rely on the Mekilim. Now, when it says 6.5 hours and 9.5 hours into the day, what does that mean? Does that mean 12:30 and 3:30 on a 6-to-6 day? No. It means Shavuos Zmanios. Shavuos Zmanios Zmanios. You guys don't know what Shavuos Zmanios is. If you don't, it means you take the beginning of the day and the end of the day, which is a machlokes, right, between the Gra and the Magen Avram, as to whether you start from Alos HaShachar until Seis, or whether it's from Hanetz until Shkia. But either way, you take that, those time periods, the beginning and end of the day, divide it by 12, and those are your shows, the manios. So when we say 6.5 hours and 9.5 hours, it would be 12:30 and 3:30 if it was an exact 6-to-6 day. But otherwise, obviously the hours are different, so that's why it's 6.5 hours and 9.5 hours. V'chol zeh v'osa melacha v'lechas atzmo. Now he says, this whole halacha of if you work, you will not see simen bracha, is talking about ba'osa b'leches atzmo. It's talking about where you're doing your own work for yourself. Aval po'el haniskar eitel balabayis astam. Let's say you're a hired worker, you're working for someone else. And you did not specify with your boss that I'm ending, which you should do, that I'm ending early on Shabbos. Then you're b'chuyev to work like all workers until right before sundown. So he says, "Isa b'choshes mishpat simin l'shem lavanal." This manu samach l'shkiyas hachama. A worker is supposed to work until close to shkiyas hachama. The rakidei sheyelech, and therefore he'll have to work. And rakidei sheyelech lebeso lemalos lo chavis mayim. He'll have enough time. He leaves just with enough time to go ahead and fill up water from the well. Litzlos lo dakatan, and to fry up a little small fish, some fish cake or whatever. U lahavlik lo esaner, and to light Shabbos candles. Unless you're in a community where you can go ahead where the minhag is to stop working earlier, so then obviously you stop working earlier. But if there's no minhag amakom of stopping work earlier than before Shkia, that is when you would have to stop if you're a hired worker. Ma'ir Magen Avram who is Sefer Tzav Shabbos. Says check out Magen Avram and Sefer Tzav Shabbos. Very important here. The Be'er Lacha brings up, it says in the Shulchan Aruch you're not going to see bracha if you work. Is it aser? Is there an iser to work after mincha ketana or mincha gedola, depending on which sheet you go with? So most poskim happen to hold what, Rabbeinu Ginsberg? It's not aser? No, it is aser. Most poskim hold, check out the Be'er Halacha, Dibra Maskil Ha'osa Malacha, first couple of words, the Surah Nami Isbazeh. And there's also an Isser. He goes on to show that most poskim hold that there is an Isser. We are continuing on in the Ramah. V'davka kesha'oisa ha'malacha derech keva. So davka, if you're doing the malacha in a keva-dik way, meaning it's a regular malacha that you are doing, as opposed to avalimoso derech harai. What's derech harai? Like you're doing it off-handed. It's not a set, established work you're doing, you're just doing it off the cuff. It's not something you do all the time. But obviously, I just did a laundry. But anyway, laundry itself is a problem because it's a separate Xeris Ezra of doing laundry. But every single week you do it, obviously it's not arai. But let's say it's some offhanded derech arai once in a while, the fisha, the lokava alea, and it's not something that you set up to do every single, Friday, or you do all the time. You do it every other day of the week, and you do it again on Friday. That would be derech keva. But if it's just something that comes up offhanded, and it's not something that is occupying yourself, you're not occupying yourself in it, that's the idea of derech harai, shari, it's going to be permissible. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, derech harai, haynu afilu b'sachar. He says, even if it's for pay, if it's derech harai, if it's done in an offhanded, non-preoccupying fashion, you'd be able to even get pay for it. Okay, so that's, that would be okay. The chayn. Let's go back to the Ramah now. And everybody says, you could go ahead and write a letter to a friend. That would be something derech harai, something also that's not preoccupying, it's not really involving you heavily, and therefore would be okay. The Be'er Halacha brings up the issue, why dafka did they bring this case of, of writing a letter? L'chaira, there are even, more heavy-duty types of work that's allowed. Even work that would be allowed on Chol HaMoed if it's derech harai v'lo kav aleh. Anyway, ayin shum. Sif bays. L'sakein begadav v'kein lo v'sarach Shabbos mutar kol yom. If you are going ahead, even if it's a type of work that's not viewed as a heavy duty type of work, like doing what? Like fixing your clothes, right? Because that is not, you can't really call it derech harai because it's a serious avodah. Fixing clothes or fixing your utensils. If it's the Tzorach Shabbos, it's going to be permissible all day long. And even if it's your friend's clothes, if it's in the Tzorach Shabbos, if it's you're helping him out to sew up his clothes for Shabbos, the eino notel alav schar. But if you're doing it for a friend, fixing his clothes, tailoring his suit, you can't go ahead and take money for it. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The eino notel, you cannot take schar for such work that you're doing for someone else, the Tzorach Shabbos, even though it's Tzorach Shabbos. Now, by the way, what's the idea you can't take pay? The idea that you can't take pay, Farshim explained, is that when you take pay, then it gets the impress of everyday type of activity. So even though you're doing it for Shabbos, once you're taking pay, so then it's not a Shabbos anymore, it's a pay, okay? So that's the idea. What happens if he's an ani and he doesn't have what to eat? Shari. Then it's okay to take money. You're allowed to take money if you're an ani, because then you're taking the money for what? The Tzorach Shabbos, because you need food to eat for Shabbos. You have common sentiments of kafkuf membeis, bring the Chol HaMoed. Also, you have a heter for Chol HaMoed. Ruadin, kol amlachos mutaros on erev Pesach Chol HaMoed, mutaros erev Shabbos. And therefore, all melachos that are mutaros on erev Pesach Chol HaMoed is mutar erev Shabbos for someone who is an ani and he does not have what to eat. So even regardless of the fact that when you're doing it for Shabbos, because you need money for Shabbos, just stand, you have the heter, because if the ani ain't no malacho, and you have the same, the malachos that are mutaras and erev Pesach, a cholam mayim, is going to be mutar on erev Shabbos. Vafilu yesh lo lechem. And even if the ani has bread, rak hutzarech l'tzorech Shabbos la'ango, the basar v'dagim, umashkin tayvin. And even if he has bread, but he just what? He just needs more money for Tzorchei Shabbos, so have Onek Shabbos, like Basra and Dugim and good drinks, some Pepsi Max. Gamkein Yeshlomar Bishari. It's possible, you can say that would be okay as well, even if he does have the basics. you'd be able to take money for doing work on Erev Shabbos. Aval belava, you can be a yomi guy. Aval belava, yesh li zar bizeh me'od. But he said, if not, you're not an ani, and you're taking money, you should be very careful not to do this. Why? He mashma mikama poskim, and here we, Rabbi Ginsburg, the mulvad de ein roa simon bracha, yesh chashash iser bizeh. Yesh chashash iser bizeh. Is a chashash of an iser. So those listening on Y.U. Torah, Rabbi Ginsburg is the son of a big time Y.U. Torah, Magid Shir. Check it out, Rabbi Ginsburg Shir on Y.U. Torah. Anyway, he's got involved. Lichtav v'chaveiro b'sachar. Lichtav v'chaveiro b'sachar. Lachain. Oh, we have to go back to the Ramah here. Or before the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch. V'u'adim l'misha kaisek svarim la'atzmo derech limudav. The same halacha would apply to someone who's writing svarim for himself when he is learning. You're doing a yoni, or you're learning mamdus be'in, right? And you're writing up. You'd be able to do that on Erev Shabbos. Aval asa lichtav v'chaveiro b'sachar. But it's usher to write, once again, for your friend, for pay. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lichtoiv lichaveiro b'sachar. You're not going to go and write up for your friend for pay. L'chein yizar, gamkein hakosev, stam. Shalo yichtov b'sachar. Therefore, a person should be careful that someone who is writing, say, for Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs, you should not be writing it for pay. Im lo shu tzarech atam mezuzah, say, for Torah, tefillin, unless there is a need right now for a mezuzah, sefer Torah, or tefillin, oshu dachuk l'tzarchei Shabbos, or once again, if he himself is hard-pressed for money, and he needs it for tzarchei Shabbos. Let's do one more. Let's go back to the Ramah. Sounds like a good ending, but not. We're moving on. U'mestapin kol hayom afilu v'safar Yisrael. And he said that when it comes to getting haircuts, you can get a haircut all day, even from a Jewish barber who seems to be doing work after Mincha. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Misapar Yisrael. You can go get a smooth do. We got guys with a lot of smooth haircuts over here. Hainu afilu im ha-sefer ha-sapar. Even if the barber, no toschar, takes pay, and even if he's a Jewish barber, la'atam, what's the reason? Dinir l'kol she'osar ha-mestapar l'tarach Shabbos l'chein shari. Because everyone who sees it could see that it is being done with Tzarech Shabbos. Remember, we said, what was the reason why you weren't allowed to go ahead and fix someone else's clothes for pay? Because that has the impress, and it looks like, and has the appearance of weekday activity. It looks like more weekday activity. But here, everyone sees that this guy is getting a nice smoothie, look, Chavit Shabbos Kodesh. That's what he says. Not, you can't compare it to Tikkun Begadim, fixing clothes of others where you're not allowed to take money for it, even if it's for a friend for Shabbos. Da'asam ein nikir ba'pu'ula. It's not clear in the act that he's doing. Is he doing it on a pair of pants? Shu'ul l'tzarech Shabbos. Right? He's fixing a pair of pants. If you're giving a person a smooth do for Shabbos, that's clearly, oh, l'tzarech Shabbos. Hashayikim is that, as opposed to here, the alkein yesh yizor milagaleach le'ein yudi. Therefore, you should be careful to only give haircuts to Jews after Mincha, not non-Jews.